his last month in yeshiva. So put an extra effort here, and he's Baruch Hashem been ending very strong. I asked Menashe to please prepare a few words for the siyum. Without further ado, Menashe Landau.
Wow, this is unbelievable. The whole yeshiva finishing the Masechta. That's unbelievable. You guys should give yourselves a pat on the back. Come on. Woo! Yeah. Okay, now that's out of the way. Okay. Basically, you know, it's a big accomplishment, but of course, a big help came from the Rosh Yeshiva and the Rebbeim, you know, pushing us and showing us confidence, you know. Sometimes during like second Seder, you know, you're there for a couple of hours and like you're chilling in the hallway and you're thinking maybe I'll just chill a little longer, and then bam, a second later the Rosh Yeshiva's right there. Come on, let's get into the bass. Let's go.
Break it down to the bass. You know?
And let's break it down to the bass. But that's only because he believes in us. He's not just doing it for fun, he really believes in us and he knows we could do it, and we did it. And that's what we're here now. And this goes for the Rebbeim also, but I'm just not going to copy all the Rebbeim now, that's all. I would, but nah. Now, for the Dvar Torah. Oh, thank you. Come on. On the Daf Yoram and Aleph, it, Shur Ben Levi, on the bottom over here, it says, "My dechsev." So what says in this pasuk? Amdus hayu regleinu v'sharayich yishalayim. Mi garm l'regleinu shiyandu m'machama. Sharei yishalayim shoyzkum b'tera. So pretty much he's saying like, what protects the gateways of yishalayim? The people that are oizkum b'tera. Those are the ones who protect Eretz Yisrael and yishalayim. And the mice said, this gemara is us, because everyone knows what's going on with the situation right now. And it's scary, it's distracting, it's sugzman, I mean, it's really, really sugzman. It's very hard. But, maybe a couple of weeks ago, guys were thinking, I just want to go home. But no, we didn't. And we stayed right here, we finished the Masechta together, learning and being on Yitzhak Batar and protecting Klal Yisrael. You know, it's unbelievable. And I just remember, last week, it's another week towards the end, and everyone's like fizzing out a little bit, and then I remember the Chavos Amidim Shmuz, Rebbe Santer brought up the Rosh Yeshiva. He said, obviously it was a whole thing, but he said at the end, you guys are amazing. Like somewhere along the line, he said, you guys are amazing. You know, you guys are still here, and the Spanish is still going, and we're amazing. So that gave me another boost. It's just we are. We just have to pump ourselves up. You know, sometimes we don't see it. And just pump ourselves up another week, and we're making a nice thing right here. Yeah. And so I'm just going to go for the story. The Moshe Feinstein, that he was giving a share in his house, and he was interrupted. It was like a knock at the door. And there was someone there, and he said, a Jewish kid got hit by a car. And he's like, he's in critical condition, you should daven for him. He said, nothing to worry about, he's not even Jewish. So saying, what are you talking about? Yeah, he is, somewhere, yarmulke. No, he's not Jewish. Okay? Turns out they found out that Taka wasn't Jewish, it was like an Italian boy that stole a kid's yarmulke and he ran off with it. Either was wearing it or was holding it and they thought it was Jewish, but Lamaisa wasn't a Jewish boy. So they went through a mission, how is this possible? How'd you know? So no, it's simple. So this house is a house of Torah, and the perimeters are protected by Torah. And when you have the perimeters protected by Torah, it's impossible that something happened to a Jewish person, to the Klal Yisrael. And then, and it's impossible something would happen on a house protected by Torah. And so may Hashem protect us from any Torahs, and we should continue to share more simchas b'achdus.
I'm going to be traveling later. I'm going to be going to come to learn the